It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Track every storm.
Prolific rainfall totals.
Every piece of debris that's on the road's edge is a potential piece of debris that's going to fly down the road somewhere else.
Be ready.
We're going to continue to provide relief. We're wired for this.
Sky Stormwatch or Radiant Credit Union.
Thanks, Sky.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Happy, happy Friday. The weekend is finally here. Go Gators. They're playing Saturday night. Tennessee Neyland Stadium. That's right. It is 8:07. Time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. Where the answer is always yes. Yeah! Still feeling for people, obviously, that are going through a very, very difficult time, especially those on the coast. But anybody without power is probably not all that happy. Although, I think we're being blessed by some very, very good weather and some cooling temperatures right now. I want to check in with Emergency Management Director of Marion County, Preston Bolin. And good morning, Director. How are you?
Good morning, Bob and Greg. How you all doing this morning?
Well, you know, we're hanging in there. We're doing well. We were very blessed. We did not lose power during this storm that we faced. But I know Marion County got hit a little bit harder. My understanding is about 10% of people are still without power. I know you know all the latest numbers. Help us out here.
Now, as being blessed, I mean, we can't say enough for Marion County. We've been blessed over the years. And I know as the storm was coming in, you know, they were projected, you know, Marion County could possibly have been in that eye of the storm. And, you know, working with our local, state, and federal partners, our plans were in place before the storm, post-storm. And, you know, again, as of like what you were saying, power outages, you know, for, you know, 220,000 customers in Marion County, you know, we're at 14% without power. So we've still got about 31,000 without power. We do have a large, large county.
Yeah, absolutely. Very, very spread out. That makes the task that much harder for everything, including, you know, law enforcement and power companies and everybody else that is spread across so many square miles. Was there a hardest hit area that you can kind of pinpoint in Marion County?
Well, we have some of the in the southwest and the southern Marion County. You know, and one of the things, you know, that we look at in emergency management is, you know, as the storm went across the state of Florida, you know, from our southern part of Marion County was about 81 miles as the eye of the storm went down below Bartow. And, you know, from the National Weather Service, they told us, you know, we're basically, you know, the numbers that they came up with, we seen 33 mile per hour sustained winds with some gusts up to 44, and we got 9.42 inches of rain. And the reason why I bring this up is because 81 miles is not a big spread in that cone, you know, to see the devastation that happened, you know, in Central Florida, Orlando flooding, and, you know, the damage that they've seen, you know, down in those areas, you know, even south of them as that eye, you know, went south. But the damage that we see here in Marion County is of the homes that was there. You know, we're at the damage assessments are still coming in, but we're at $1.6 million. Of damage so far. You know, we had of the 45 homes that were assessed, two were destroyed, seven had major damage, eight had minor damage, and seven affected. And again, you know, we're still bringing in that data. The Marion County Property Appraiser's Office, you can go to their website and you can do self damage assessments, you know, putting that in so they can come out and get those numbers on your house, you know, to be able to help, you know, with getting aid.
What about with 9.4 inches falling? Was flooding an issue? And if so, where?
We did have some, you know, isolated flooding areas in the southwest, you know, our normal flooding areas that we normally deal with when we start getting a lot of rain. Nothing, you know, to where, you know, some of those counties, you know, south of us, you know, Orange County and, you know, nothing to that extent. But, again, that's in 24 hours, you know, that's a good bit of rain for Marion County.
But, you know, like you said, you had your preparations in place, and I know that you've got to be vigilant even, you know, right before the storm makes landfall, because we've seen it before, a little wobble this way or that. Like you mentioned earlier, you know, 80 miles, you know, can make a huge difference in the weather conditions. And so, you know, you were very proactive and had folks out there. And I think the state as a whole, and you can comment on that, I think the state as a whole and the governor really, you know, kind of upped the game, which we were pretty good, you know, with previous administrations. But I think Governor DeSantis has really done well with this. What do you think?
No, absolutely. Governor DeSantis and also our director from Florida Department of Emergency Management, Kevin Guthrie, you know, being the previous county administrator and also emergency manager director for a couple counties, is he gave us all everything that we needed, everything that we asked for. Our plans is having assets here pre-storm and knowing that we what we needed post-storm. Those relationships, you know, from the state and federal partners, you know, and then I can't say enough about our partners here in Marion County. I mean, it takes a whole tribe, you know, to bring unity and planning together. You know, we ended up opening up 10 shelters. Our school board's just fantastic, you know, with staffing, you know, making sure that we have staff in the shelters, making sure, you know, everything is needed and in place, you know, for the safety of our residents. We opened up 10 shelters. We sheltered almost 1,500 people and about 140 pets. Tourism department, you know, estimated, you know, with our hotels that were full, VRBOs, Airbnbs, you know, shelters, that we had approximately 37,000 more people in Marion County for this storm.
Wow.
And that's something that the state, the governor, has realized. Marion County is, no matter where a storm goes, in the north to the south, when people evacuate, they're coming through Marion County. You know, we see the fuel shortages, you know, because of I-75. But again, this is all planning. You know, this is where we all come together. We plan for all these events and what we're going to do, how we're going to do it. And, you know, over, you know, we started our planning. You know, planning started years ago, but every storm we get better. And, you know, we started bringing our folks together and planning last Saturday. And, you know, I think it's paid off, and I can't be more proud of, you know, not only of our partners in Marion County, but the residents of Marion County doing what we do.
How have we done in terms of serious injuries and or loss of life?
No, we're good there. So, you know, again, there's still cleanup. You know, we still got crews out on the road. We still got contractors in Marion County. And, you know, people are going to be through this weekend, you know, picking up debris. So, you know, we have people asking people to stay safe, you know, think about what they're doing, you know, if they're out there working with chainsaws, you know, debris, metal, you know, have safety protective equipment on and, you know, first aid kits, you know, to be able to, you know, be prepared for those type of things. The other thing is, like I said, we still got a lot of electrical contractors working with our electric companies. You know, be patient with them. They got road detours. They got roadblocks. We're still taking trees, crossroads. Is be patient with them. Again, their safety, you know, slow down for them to be able to, they're there to try and help us. So let's make sure they're safe, you know, to help with the restoration for Marion County.
Well, we really appreciate you keeping us in the loop. And even when you're so busy, you couldn't always have a conversation with us, that, you know, you were texting us and letting us know of situations, correcting us or guiding us with information. It is very much appreciated. And so great job, Preston Bolin, Emergency Manager Director for Marion County. I know you don't want all the credit, but I'm talking to you. So thank you, sir.
Yep, I appreciate, you know, like I said, it's like a captain of a ship. He can't run the ship without all the support and people below him, you know, and supporting him. And again, it's Team Marion.
Well, keep up the good work and stay safe, my friend.
Yes, sir. Have a good day. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
They do a great job.
Yeah.
They really do.
Yep. Hey, very fortunate, you know. No loss of life, as far as we know, and mm-hmm. no serious injuries. That's, for a county that size, that's tremendous. Especially, yeah. did you hear that number of visitors?
Yeah.
37,000, an influx of population during the storm. It really is.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. I've got to finish a story I started earlier. An Arkansas dad shoots the alleged kidnapper of his 14-year-old daughter. What else was going on? Hmm. Details coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.